John was one of the apostles, but he's also well known as John the Theologian because he really takes us to a pretty high place in understanding what Jesus' life here on earth was really about. And it's very appropriate that we get to read the whole prologue to John's Gospel on the first Sunday after Christmas, because it really gives us some really important concepts for us to understand why Christmas is so important to us. It's not just about the presents. And it's important for us to see that these concepts that he explains of the Word and the light can really be life-changing for you and me. And it took me pretty well into my adulthood to have any idea of this concept. So I like reading John. It takes a lot of studying. You can't just quick read John. He's a very different writer than the rest of the gospel writers. So let's talk about the Word. In Jewish thought, the concept is that the power of the spoken word is rooted in the personality of the person who speaks it. And so you look at the authority and the personality of that person to decide what kind of value is applied to the word. So you think about the power that you give to people who speak to you. What power do you give to words from your brother or sister? I was the oldest, so in my family, they had to pay attention to me because I was the oldest. That doesn't happen in any other families, right? Or think about the words from a parent, or the words from a teacher, the words from the president when he's giving a speech, the words of a news anchor on TV telling us what's happening in the country, or the words of someone at random interviewed on the street about their opinion about some political candidate. You can see how you look at what the personality is of that person to decide on the weight. Well, then we think about the word, or in Greek philosophy, the word logos that John uses to describe Jesus. In his prologue, he tells us that God's word was the creative essence that took the will of God. So God the Father had the will to take chaos and create something out of it. And it was the spoken word, let there be light, let there be water, let there be land, let there be fish, let there be humanity. It was that spoken word that turned the will of God into creation, and it is that creative power that is the word. And what the theology of John tells us is that is the Son of God. That is God the Son who carries that creative power. And so everything that ever was created, everything that is being created now, anything that will be created in the future comes from that creative energy that is God the Son. God the Son. And so that's why there are inferences or references in this prologue about him knowing Jesus who came before him, but won't appear until after him. Very confusing if you don't think about this concept of God the Son. In verses 6 through 8, John explains that John the Baptist was sent to tell the world that Jesus is also true light. He's true light. And so he brings enlightenment to everyone. That's the sense of light. He brings enlightenment to everyone. So the one who was to make himself known soon was not only the Word, this creative energy, this creative source, but also the one who brings awareness and understanding of the true personality of God. It's something God couldn't do without Jesus. God kept trying, and Israel never got it, right? And so he sent Jesus so that we could really understand the personality of God. Some people did not recognize, did not receive Jesus to be the light, but the ones who did, the ones who believed and the ones who trusted in Jesus, Scripture tells us, Jesus gave those people the privilege of becoming children of God. Not just followers, not just believers, but children of God. In verse 14 of the prologue, John summarizes his theology in a very short sentence: the Word became flesh and lived among us. So that means the Word already existed from the beginning of time, was co-eternal with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. So all three parts of our understanding of God were all there since the beginning. But it's the being made flesh that we celebrate on Christmas morning and throughout this season, this 12-day-long season of Christmastide. So my decorations are still up. I'm hoping I can make it till Saturday, which is Epiphany. That's the end of Christmastide. So we have this 12 days from Christmas Day until Epiphany, which is this season for us to really look at this wider and deeper understanding of who Jesus is and why Christmas matters. Sister Joan Chittister is a Benedictine nun and also a writer and speaker, and she's written some terrific books. And in one of them, she talks about this 12-day season of Christmastide, and she says this: "This one who came is both the God who reaches down to us and the human who raises us up to God. If there was no manger, there would be no cross. If no cross, there would be no empty tomb. It is all one piece. Christmas is not meant to leave us with nothing more than a child's perception of what it means to see a baby in a manger scene. Christmas is meant to take us to the level of spiritual maturity where we are capable of seeing in a manger the meaning of an empty tomb. It is meant to enable us to see through the dark days of life to the stars beyond them. If God is truly with us, accompanies us on our path, knows our pain, knows our hopes, then life is not a dark forest from which there is no exit. It is a darkness, however dark, that is always overcome by light." End of quote. Well, there's another important piece for us to touch on today that's from Paul's letter to the church in Galatia. He said that through Jesus coming into the world, we have received a renewed faith. And the detail of that is to for him to explain that our faith is renewed because of Jesus, because he brought a new understanding of what God expects from us. That the Old Testament understanding was, you got the Ten Commandments, and you better make sure in life that you live by those commandments. But Jesus had a different perspective. It was actually a deeper one. He's saying it's not about a checklist. It's not about what you've done and not done. It's actually deeper than that. It's what's in your heart. And that the objective that Jesus was teaching us by coming here and showing us the personality of God is that what should drive us in our day-to-day living out of our faith, in our working motives for everything we do, is how can we please God? Because that's what God ultimately wants. And so how can we please God in the way we honor our aging parents? How can we treat each other when we disagree about something in a way that would please God? How can we hold confidences? How can we offer prayers for each other? How can we honor those who die? How can we serve those who have less than we have so that we can really have confidence that our actions are pleasing to God? Well, we have been shown the answers by the Son, by God the Son, and the God who is light, and the God who is Word. So Christmastide defines this 12-day season, and it is a time for us to expand our thoughts beyond the manger scene to the full meaning of God deciding to send his Son, the King of Nations, the Lord of creation, the human child, Jesus, to walk with us, to be one of us, and to lift us up to be children of God. It's a time for us to take all that in and process it and to celebrate all that Christmas event stands for. It's not just the birth of a baby. So, after we've handled all that during this 12 days, I'd like us to make life-changing use of the new year that's just ahead of us. Tomorrow is a brand new year. And we can spend this year deepening our awareness of who Jesus the Son is and who Jesus the Son is for us in our life, and that He is the Son and He is the Word and He is the Light. And we can use this year creating new ways to be engaged in the sacred work of pleasing God. What are the activities we can do here? What are the ministries we can do here? What are the kind of things we can engage in as a community and into the larger community that we know would please God? And then how can we invite more people to join us? Amen.